These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, June 18th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft has acquired Flipgrid, which makes a social education app that uses video to make collaborative lesson plans, sometimes referred to as a Snapchat or Instagram for the classroom. Microsoft VP Aaron Megiddo said Flipgrid will continue to work across not only the Microsoft, but also Google and other partner ecosystems. The U.S. Supreme Court says it will hear Apple's appeal against a ruling that it breaks antitrust laws with its App Store. A class action lawsuit says Apple monopolizes the sale of apps, leading to inflated prices. Apple says the plaintiffs do not have legal standing to bring the case. A 1977 Supreme Court case limits damages for anti-competitive cases to those directly overcharged rather than indirect victims. Developers set prices for apps in the App Store, and one court threw out the case because of that. But on appeal, a higher court said, well, Apple sells the apps directly to consumers on behalf of the developers. Google will invest $550 million in China's second largest e-commerce company, JD.com. Tencent and Walmart are also investors in JD. Google says it wants to, quote, accelerate how retail ecosystems deliver consumer experiences on a global scale, as well as across the rapidly growing Southeast Asian online sector. Huawei handset president Kevin Ho says the company has shipped 6 million P20 phones since it was announced in March, and Ho says that's an 81% rise over the P10. That breaks down into a 63% rise in China and a 150% rise outside of China. GeekWire noticed that Amazon has discontinued the Mayday button on its Fire tablets. Mayday was a service first introduced with the Fire Phone that lets users reach a human for a face-to-face support conversation at just one tap. Fire tablet owners will continue to have access to support by phone, chat, and email, and screen sharing with support staff will remain functional. Apple announced that iOS 12 will automatically share your location with first responders during 911 calls in the U.S. if the call center supports it, something other phones also offer. Apple says it should exceed the FCC's 2012 requirement of pinpointing your location within 165 feet, a minimum 80% of the time. Location info will only be shared with the 911 center. Huawei sent an open letter to Australia's government disputing accusations of security risks. Australia may ban Huawei from being involved in 5G infrastructure rollout in that country. Huawei said the concerns were not based on facts and that it has 5G investments in Britain, Canada, and New Zealand, where the governments have evaluated the company's technology for security. HPE's ARM-based supercomputer Astra is being adopted by the Sandia National Laboratory as an experimental platform for nuclear research. Astra uses Cavium Thunder X2 ARM processors that all have access to pooled memory, making it more power efficient, with 33% faster memory speeds than x86 CPUs. It's not the fastest supercomputer in existence, but is great for applications that are sensitive to bandwidth and slow down because of caching on other systems. Finally, blockchain entrepreneur Justin Sun has acquired BitTorrent parent company Rainberry Incorporated. Sun has developed the TRX cryptocurrency, if you're familiar with that. Sun's Tron Foundation wants to build what it calls a decentralized internet. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Daily Tech Headlines is supported by you. Thanks to everyone who supports the show at patreon.com/DTNS. We'll talk to you next time.